Therefore, verse 6, we're come together. They ask him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. The times and seasons which he hath put in his own power. Why is there so much confusion about the time and the season, amen, that we're living in? Because the Lord don't want us presuming on grace. Huh? He didn't tell Paul that he wasn't coming for 2,000 years. He instructed them to wait and look for his coming every day. He didn't tell Peter, amen, that he wasn't coming for 2,000 years. Amen. Peter instructed them to look and wait and watch for his coming every day. Praise God. Well, that puts things in a different light. Amen. Let's read in Luke chapter 13. But of that day and hour, excuse me, Mark chapter 13 and 32, that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven. Even the angels don't know. Amen. Get a load of this. Neither the Son. Well, now, wait just a minute, Brother Collins. He's God, ain't he? Yeah, but, amen, he took upon himself a limitation one time. In the unmeasured ethereal area somewhere back in eternity, amen, he said, all right, Father, you set the date, and I'll watch like the rest of them. And so Father walked away and, amen, set the date and turned around and went back and didn't tell the Son. It's in your Bible. Maybe it didn't happen just that way. Amen. You're reading with me, aren't you? Neither the Son, but the Father. Amen. Take heed, watch, and pray. Now, why didn't he tell the Son the day and the hour? Because the Son would have looked down and saw his saints suffering and crying and weeping and fasting and starving and dying. And he wouldn't have been able to resist after a while. He'd have told somebody. Amen. That's the kind of Savior we have. He walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. Amen. But he don't tell us the day and the hour. Amen. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey. He left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Amen. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what when the master of the house cometh at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest it come suddenly and find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all. Say that word all with me. All. Say it good and loud. All. What are we supposed to be doing this morning? All. Are we part of the all? Amen. We're supposed to be watching. Praise God. Amen. Now, way back yonder in I don't know, about the 6th century, amen, a fella, he figured out when Jesus was born. Amen. And his name was Dionysius. And the Pope assigned the monk to figure out the exact date for Easter when Jesus Christ was resurrected. Dionysius ended up calculating the year of Jesus' birth too, calling that year one. Amen. Year of Jesus' birth. And then Pope Gregory the 13th in 1582, he incorporated Dionysius' system into the Gregorian, because Pope Gregory was the one that incorporated it. They call it the Gregorian calendar. And we have, across the world, accepted the Gregorian calendar as the calendar for the world. Amen. There's just one problem. They found out later that Dionysius wasn't quite right at his starting point. Amen. I was in Bethlehem several years ago, and amen, we were privileged to have Red, our favorite guide, with us. He was the most jovial, most learned. He had read every book in the United States and saw every movie and heard every show and knew everything, a little bit about everything that was going on. He could sing all our songs. He knew all our customs. He knew all our beliefs. And so Red, consequently, he was one of our favorite guides. He was one of the few that we had over there that was Jewish. Amen. He was a red-headed Jew. And Red, he boasted the fact that David was red-headed too. And I took a little comfort in it myself. Amen. Amen. And we was up there at Bethlehem, you know, and we got talking about Herod. And, you know, Herod was the one that slew the infants trying to kill Jesus. Amen. And I just asked Red out of the clear blue sky, I said, when did Herod die? And he said, 4 years before Christ was born. That just shot confusion all through my calculations, you know. Amen. Because Dionysius, he didn't start at the right spot. He started 4 years late and said, that's year one. Amen. I guess he did. I think he did. Amen. But I wasn't there. I'll take somebody else's word for it. And then, old Red, he's a Jew, chuckling, you know, beneath his breath as he said that Herod died 4 years before Christ was born. Chuckling because us Christians, you know, count the year one as the year Christ was born. Now wait just a minute. Amen. If Herod died 4 years before the year one in the Gregorian calendar, that means that Jesus was born before Herod died. Amen. Maybe 2 years before Herod died, because he killed the kids. The baby's 2 years old under. Amen. 2 years before Herod died. Ooh, that takes us back to 1996 to get year one, don't it? Amen. Huh? Amen. We already passed the 2000 mark back in 19. 96. If. But you always need to draw a big ring around that word if. Because that's a big factor in mathematic calculations. Amen. You can come out with all kind of mathematic calculations on the basis of that word if. But there's just one problem. That word if may not be right. Amen. But anyhow, some of my friends, preacher friends of mine, you know, they went back and started us out. Year one, 1996. Amen. And that Christ was coming, if it, according to book of, who's Paul's buddy? Amen. Huh? Barnabas. Yeah. Barnabas. Amen. According to Barnabas calculations, you know. Amen. Everything changes at the year 2000. Of course, if everything changes at the end of 2000 years. And in the gospel according to Barnabas, amen, if it was 2000 years to the flood, and if from the flood to Christ it was 2000 years, and if it was 2,000 years then, amen, to the end of the age, and the millennium, the seventh, was supposed to start. But you see, a whole lot hangs on those ifs. It wasn't 2,000 years, I found out to my consternation, till the flood. It was 1,656 years. Exactly. Just messed me all up. Amen. Just ball me all up. I'm pretty easy confused, Richard. Amen. And just filled me with a mass of confusion. Amen. And it proved to me in no uncertain terms that it wasn't 2,000 years till the flood. It was 1,656 years. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if it was 2,000 years to Christ, it wasn't 2,000 years to Christ after the flood. Amen. It was 1,344 years. Or 2,344 years. Amen. Till Christ. Or something thereabout. If we start at the right place. But the trouble is, with history, we can't never get it nailed down where to start. We can't never get it nailed down. Amen. Now there's some things that you can pretty well count on. Amen. Daniel, 70 weeks, and from the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem would be 49 years, or, amen, 7 weeks, 7 times 7, 49. Amen. And then that left 62, amen, on top of that until Christ died. And, amen, you can pretty well calculate that right up to the time of the triumphal entry and the crucifixion of Christ. And the veil is rent in twain. And God quits dealing with Israel directly. And we can say, amen, that God's got 7 more years to deal with Israel. 1 more week. Amen. We can pretty well nail that down. But the problem is, we don't know where the week starts. Amen. And I think the week probably starts at the rapture of the church. Amen. And then I inject that big if. If the week starts at the rapture of the church, and there may be a few days and a few hours there, you know, that, amen, we don't know about. Daniel spoke of some time frames there. Amen. And we've got to take all those into consideration. And we can pretty well nail down the last 3.5 years. Amen. Because God told Daniel in Daniel chapter 12, it'd be for a time, times, and a half a time. And Jesus said that the great tribulation, the worst part, would be the last half of Daniel's 70th week. Amen. Oh boy. Amen. And then somebody comes along and says, the Lord showed me. Now folks, with all due respect to good and godly holy people, amen, beware when somebody says, the Lord showed me. When it comes to times and seasons that he has put in his own power. You mean that the Lord has showed us some things that he didn't show Jesus? Amen. About his coming. Woo. Amen. Confusion about times and seasons and dates. Let me inject here that God did that on purpose, so we wouldn't presume on grace. Amen. Because you see, all those that predicted he was coming turned out to be wrong. Remember the most recent one, 88 Reasons Why the Lord's Coming in 88. Did you get the book? I got it. Amen. I didn't hardly realize what it was. I looked at it one way and I turned over book over on the backside and it was wrote upside down. I didn't know that they did that on purpose, and it was two books in one. Amen. And you read into the middle on one side. Amen. And that was the end. And then you turned it over. Amen. The other side up and read into the middle on the other side. It was two books in one. And I thought it was just a misprint and threw it aside. I thought it just messed up to start with, and I just cast it aside. And then some people started talking about it, and somewhere or other I went back and dug it up. And it was written by a fellow by the name of McNutt. Amen. And from all places, Arkansas. Amen. Now, amen. Oh boy, and we're in a heap of trouble when a fellow by the name of McNutt from Arkansas, amen, writes a book and tells us 88 reasons why the Lord's coming in 88. You guessed it, he didn't come in 88. But boy, some folks had revival. Some churches had such a good revival. They rebaptized everybody in the church. Amen. And had such a move of God and had such a revival because it's getting ready just in case McNutt was right. Amen. And they had such a revival, they wished somebody write another book so they could have another mighty revival. People get stirred up. And it did stir people up. Amen. And things like that does stir up attention. Praise God. And now, today, we have a difference in high circles, high echelons of government.